The University of Rochester has been named a center for AIDS research by the National Institute of Health. The U of R is now one of only 18 centers to earn this designation, deeming it one of the best in the nation for research to improve the prevention, detection, and treatment of the disease. And joining us now is Dr. Stephen Dewhurst. He is Vice Dean for Research at the University of Rochester School of Medicine and Dentistry. Dr. Dewhurst, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Beth.
Can you explain to us how significant is this designation by the National Institute of Health?
Well, we're very excited about it. We really think it's a great recognition of the quality of the HIV research that goes on here and a recognition of the quality of our scientists and our staff and our students and our clinicians that really NIH is recognizing us for being one of the leading places in the nation where HIV/AIDS research is conducted.
And what are the benefits of this designation? What can be done with it?
Yeah, so what we're most excited about, obviously, is the new opportunities that the award presents. And two of those in particular are RNA biology and the effect of the virus on the brain and in aging. And maybe I'll just explain a little on the second point. So one of the really wonderful things that has happened in the last 15 years or so is our ability to treat HIV. We've changed this disease into a chronic manageable condition. And as a result, people with HIV are becoming older. And that's a marvelous change in the epidemic. And so right now, 45% of the patients who are seen at Strong are 50 years or older. And so one of the things that we and many others are concerned about and want to understand more about is how aging affects HIV and vice versa. And what are the effects that HIV infection and the medications one takes, what are those going to have on normal processes associated with aging? So that's one area that we're really very excited to focus on. And we're also excited because we can work with our colleagues in the School of Engineering and in the Institute of Optics to bring really cutting-edge imaging methods to examine those questions, both in people, and also in animal models.
Would you say now that the emphasis is more on treatment and prolonging life even more, as opposed to using the word cure, searching for a cure?
No, it's certainly both, all of the above in a way. So, for example, there's a major effort that Mike Kiefer and his colleagues lead here at the Medical Center, and that's in the development and testing of HIV vaccines. And that effort absolutely is going forward full tilt. The issue of a cure is very much on everybody's mind. That would be obviously the best possible solution for folks living with HIV. And so that's one of the reasons that we're interested in this area of RNA biology. And the idea there is that the virus is composed of ribonucleic acid, or RNA. But it turns out we have a limited understanding of how the virus is controlled within the host cell and what regulates its ability to become latent, that is, to remain dormant, and what regulates its ability to come back from that dormancy and reinfect new cells and continue to spread. So what we want to do is take advantage of really some of the world's leading RNA investigators here at U of R, and they're led by Dave Matthews and his colleagues in biochemistry, and really take advantage of that group of faculty and better understand this whole issue of HIV RNA and apply it to the question of a cure.
Only institutions with a certain level of existing grant funding were able to compete for this designation. How much funding has the U of R received over the years for this?
Total, I actually couldn't tell you the exact amount, but on an annual basis, it's approximately $16 million currently in funding from the National Institutes of Health. So we have a large portfolio of AIDS research, and one of the points of this program is to really broadly support that entire program, to lift all of the boats and raise the quality of all of the HIV research going on here.
Dr. Stephen Dewhurst, thank you again.
Thank you, Beth.
Dr. Dewhurst is Vice Dean for Research at the U of R's School of Medicine and Dentistry.